We have had quite the run of cold this month of December, so it's probably no surprise that on this final day of December and of the year, we are dealing with chilly and snowy conditions across our area. A little weak area of low pressure is tracking through the region, producing a round of light snow across most areas today. It's a light snowfall, generally ranging from about a coating to an inch or two in most locations, though we've had some greater amounts of snow in the higher terrain north and west of the capital region. The trend will be for snow to taper off in the coming hours, though not go away completely, as we still have the chance for some snow showers tonight. Additionally, a band of lake effect snow will develop off of Lake Ontario, and that will be blasting snow into portions of the Tug Hill Plateau and western Adirondacks through the night. And from time to time, some of those snow showers will sneak down the Mohawk and could come into the capital region. It is going to be a cold night for New Year's Eve. Temperatures will be in the teens in most areas through this evening. Eventually, they will drop off into the single digits in many areas by late tonight and first thing tomorrow. During the day tomorrow, we'll see clouds thicken up again, and we'll even have the chance to see some snow, especially west of the Hudson River by late in the day. That snow is in association with the developing storm system that will impact the area in the Thursday and Friday timeframe. At this point, it looks like the heaviest part of that storm will track far enough to our southeast that we will not see the bullseye in terms of snowfall amounts here, though there's certainly the potential for at least a moderate to maybe heavy snowfall starting tomorrow night and continuing right into early on Friday morning. So it's a rather long duration event, so even though the snowfall will not be particularly heavy, it's going to snow for quite a while. Additionally, with this very cold air mass in place, it's going to fluff up quite a bit. So plan for accumulating snow late tomorrow right through Friday morning, and following that storm on Friday, we're going to see another blast of bitter cold that will be with us as we work into the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, with areas of lake effect snow in the Adirondacks, low in the single digits to around 10, and tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy, high in the teens to around 20. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of snow showers and areas of lake effect snow in the Adirondacks, low in the single digits to around 10, and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with periods of snow, high in the teens to around 20. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, low in the teens. Tomorrow becoming mostly cloudy, high in the mid to upper 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of snow showers or flurries, low 10 to 15. And for tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy, with a chance of light snow late in the day, high 20 to 25. Region-wide on Thursday, cloudy with snow likely, high in the single digits north, teens for the capital region to near 20 south, and on Friday, morning clouds with a chance of snow, then partial clearing during the afternoon, windy and cold, with highs only in the single digits to around 10. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.